Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be seated. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Those words must have been a shock to Peter, James, and John. And not just the fact that they heard them coming from out of a cloud. But here they are seeing this amazing scene. Jesus shining with a glory unlike anything in this world. And Moses and Elijah appearing with him. And seeing this, Peter wants to stay and wants them to stay and to bask in this glory for a while. But it is not to this that they are to pay attention. The sight is wonderful, yes, but there is something even more important. Listen to him. The Father says. That's what he wants them to do. Words, not visions. Ears, not eyes. For if they had been listening and not heavy with sleep, what they would have heard is not Jesus, Moses, and Elijah bantering with some small talk. Idle chit-chat, how's your mom? How are things going? No, it was not small talk. It was big talk about Jesus' departure. And not his departure from this glory or this mountain. But his departure which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, we heard about Moses' departure in the Old Testament reading this morning and how he got to see the promised land in all its beauty but could not go in. And how he died like we die and was buried in an unmarked grave. There would be no memorial to Moses, no pilgrimages to his grave. But though he could not enter this promised land, he did enter another, a greater one, where he would never have to leave. And some years on this Transfiguration Sunday, we hear about Elijah's departure in the Old Testament reading, and how he did not die like Moses, but was taken up to heaven in a glorious whirlwind. After fiery chariots and horsemen separated him from Elisha, who would take over for him. No grave or memorial for him either. But they weren't talking about those departures, but Jesus's, the one he was about to accomplish on the cross. And perhaps they were talking not just about that, but also about how there would be no grave or memorial for Jesus either. For though he would be buried, soon after that his grave would be empty. Nothing there to remember or take a pilgrimage to go see. And he would bodily ascend into heaven like Elijah. But wouldn't need a whirlwind to do it. Death would not be able to hold Jesus, which is why it could not hold Moses or capture Elijah either, and also why it will not hold you. To do this is what he was chosen for. He is, the Father said, my chosen one. Sent to defeat sin and death with his death and rise so that you rise to life in a promised land. And only the glorious Son of God could accomplish that. That's why they needed to listen. For soon they would be back on a mount with Jesus and with two others. But instead of two prophets, it would be two criminals. Jesus' appearance would be altered that day too. Hideously. His body torn open from flogging. His head torn open by thorns. His hands and feet pierced with nails. And His holy precious blood pouring out into a sin-cursed earth. They would see that too. And not want to stay. No tents that day. They would hide together in a room behind locked doors in fear. The glory of the Transfiguration, a distant memory. But if they had listened, they would have known. This was glorious too. The glory of the Creator dying for His creation. The glory of God's love, which could not leave His children in their sin. You could not see that at Golgotha. All you could see was death, hatred, blood, hopelessness. The Transfiguration turned inside out. No vision of glory here. But if you listened, Father, forgive them. Today you will be with me in paradise. Glorious words. Transfiguring words. Words which reveal the glory that is hidden. So notice what's going on here on these two mounts. In glory, Jesus speaks of death. And in death, Jesus speaks of glory. And so we are told, listen. Listen to Him. Good advice. That when you see glory in this world, or when glory comes to you, to know that death will not be far behind. This glory will not last. But in the same way, when you see death, or when death comes upon you, to know that in Jesus, glory is not far away. Your death will not last. Is not the end. You too will live. Listen to Him. In the highs and the lows. In the good times and the bad times. In glory or in shame. When you feel cursed or when you seem blessed. When the wind is at your back or in your face. Listen to Him. His promises. His word, which is the solid foundation we need to understand right, to avoid the roller coaster of emotions and troubles of life. His word, which assures us that no matter what we see or what seems to be or what we feel, that in Him is life from the dead, forgiveness for sinners, comfort for the mourning, strength for the weak, love for the unloved, glory for your shame, care for the distressed. Jesus has what you need and will provide. But as I say so often, that does not mean life free from troubles. The devil is always lurking and ready to pounce. We are pretty good at getting ourselves into sin and trouble too. Flirting with temptations and evil and getting burned. So no, you will not have a life free from trouble. But you do have a Savior who didn't stay on the Mount of Transfiguration in His glory, but who came down to be with you in the trials, in the travails, in the sorrows, in the uncertainty, in the fears of life. A Savior who was born as you are born, who lived as you live, and who died as you die, so that you rise as He rose and live as He lives. Confidently, triumphantly, and eternally. So sometimes we think Peter kind of foolish here in this story for wanting to stay there on the mountain with Jesus, Moses, and Elijah in glory. But he's not so much foolish. It's just that it was unnecessary. They didn't have to stay with him. He came to stay with us. And he still is. You'll know it if you listen. That Jesus is here, for His Word is here, His glorious Word. You see here and in your life neither the glory of the Transfiguration nor the glory of the cross, but it's the same Word, the same Jesus. For here too you hear of talk of His departure. We talk about it every week, all the time. And you hear His words of forgiveness. You eat and drink the body and blood of the cross. And His blood washes sinners here at the font. You hear His promises. Receive His blessing. You hear. You know. You believe. So you gotta wonder, why aren't we more like Peter? Why aren't we eager, more eager to stay? Why are we so easily kept away from this place? Why so quickly distracted? Why so heavy with sleep after the things of this world and life have so captured our attention and energy? For here is your mountain, not of Transfiguration or Golgotha, but both. For the glorious one, the crucified one, the risen one is here for you. Listen to him. Listen as he forgives you, as he feeds you, as he blesses you. Listen to him. This is no small talk. This is big talk. This is not better life talk, but new life talk. Listen to him. Here are words that create, words that are steadfast and true. Listen to him. And then the time will come when you will see too. When you will not see Jesus in glory with two prophets, nor Jesus in death with two criminals, but both and more. For you'll see Jesus in glory and with the scars of his cross and with all the saints and angels on the last day. And you'll hear joy, the endless Alleluia of heaven. But until that day, listen to him. In the highs and the lows, in the good times and the bad times, in glory or shame, when you feel cursed or when you seem blessed, when the wind is at your back or at your face. Listen to him. And listen, as we put our Alleluia away today and enter the season of Lent and begin our journey to the cross. As we hear of our sin and repent, but even more, to hear of our sin on Him. To hear our death slay Him. To hear our curse condemn Him. And then, to hear His love. That He would do all that, take all that for you. To believe. Believe in Him. That in Him your sin is forgiven. In Him your curse is taken away. In Him your death is not the end. And in Him you are a glorious Son of God. You can't see that. But you hear it. Listen to Him. You won't hear it from anyone else. No one else can give you as much. Listen to Him. These are the words you need to hear for your life now, for the troubles and sorrows and trials and travails now. Listen to Him. For when you do, and when the time for your departure comes, then you will depart from this place and from this life like Moses, like Elijah. In peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.